Author's note. As an author, I remain conflicted by the excessive use of artificially generated images, characters, settings, and scripts in public entertainment. That's one of the principal reasons I felt a need to tell this story the way I did. Now, with the emergence of astounding, some would say plagiaristic, capabilities by machines to write entire articles, books, and screenplays as derivatives of existing works, not to mention other works of visual art, both moving and still, I wonder what the future holds for all artists. Writers, actors, and voice performers have every right to be concerned, especially when the fruits of their labors are used without their permission or compensation. Additionally, I emphasize with writers and actors who are not fairly compensated when technology, like streaming services and unsanctioned syndication, for example, enable their unfair exploitation, even while senior executives rake in millions annually. Meanwhile, over 80% of authors, actors, and writers barely subsist at or below the poverty level of income in the United States, less than $30,000 annually in 2023 dollars. This is at best an anecdotal estimate, but frightening nevertheless. I believe all artists, all creatives, should be vigilant in their awareness of such travesties of common human decency. And I support the courageous strike for fair compensation by the Writers Guild of America, summer 2023. Bravo. Acknowledgements. Many thanks to all my beta, that is, pre-publication readers, for your unvarnished feedback on this manuscript, including my grammar police, my law enforcement experts, and my story flow guardians. But I offer a special thanks to my most brutal critic of all, my lovely bride, Miss K, who always offers me a humbling experience. You all helped me make this my best book yet, or so I'm told. Thank you. This has been Dancing with Death by G.K. Jurens, read to you by the author. Copyright 2022 in paperback and ebook rights, 2023 in audiobook rights. This entire novel is certified to be AI-free. That is, the author, a certifiable human, wrote all 84,741 words, not artificially intelligent software. The end.